can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's going by that book, that's for sure. That you can rest assured. Family, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program today. Those just joining us, my name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, and you're welcome. Family, God will not put no more than what you can handle on your plate. But I tell you what, He gives you a heaping helping full. This is what's really going on today. It's not this, oh yeah. If it's not Sandy Hook, Fukushima, Agenda 21, oh, I don't know, some meteor coming through. Well, now it's going to be this, that just got released from the Taliban, and they exchanged 5 Taliban for one of the soldiers and so forth, and here we go. They're going to squeeze it every bit that you can imagine. Every day it's going to be about this. And what they're going to do with it? They're going to use it to further their, and of course it's not hard to do, the demonization of the Obama the Obama regime. You had the Nixon regime. You had the Bush regime. You had the Clinton regime. You had the FDR regime, one of the worst ones that was in our history, responsible for the murder of all those in Pearl Harbor. They planned it in 1920s, family. FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. Woodrow Wilson set up with Colonel Mandel House to put you and I and our families that goes back generations to the early 1900s in slavery. Financial slavery they didn't tell you about. I got the quotes. I got the dates. I got the evidence. It's slam dunk. Every single president. And y'all worried about Jane Fonda? Oh, get over it. That she is used as a decoy. Nixon, one of the most evil in our history, besides Reagan. and Carter and Clinton and Bush, all the way back to his bloodline of Samuel in 1915, that formed the white hat groups of the War Industries Board. Family, they're all total evil. Luciferians they are, including Obama, the whole lot of them. Democrat, Republican is nothing more than just to separate and divide us. It means nothing to the highest level Illuminati and Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's what means something to them. Skull and bones and whatever else. Skull and bones and skin and bones and whatever. They're all going to hell if they don't repent. It's real simple. They will not succeed in this agenda and this conspiracy. It's all connected. Every bit of it. Every single bit. I don't leave nothing for the any holes unturned. I don't feign from bringing whatever I want to the table. I don't. It doesn't matter to me. As long as the truth gets told and I can back it up and support it with evidence. Denial doesn't count. Evidence does. Family, this is a Luciferian conspiracy. Slam dunk. Mahatma Gandhi. Mandela were nothing more than mere Illuminati pawns. Mandela was a murderer. Neither one Gandhi nor Gandhi or Mandela could hold a candle to Martin Luther King. And that's a fact. History lies. I expose history. I hold it no reverence. The King James Bible, all the reverence in the world. And in the universe and in heaven, because that is God's holy word that goes all the way back to creation. Oldest book on the face of this planet is the King James Bible. Doesn't have to be just 1611. It's God's holy word. And guess who's the creator of this universe? God is. And if that's God's word, that means God just put it in writing 1611. Using men's lives. Obedient men to God. And women. Put it in paper and pen. Well, I guess manuscript. And brought it to us in this modern day times. Hid the word during the Dark Ages because man was not ready and would have destroyed it. Not going to destroy God's word. He kept it hidden in the Alps for throughout the Dark Ages. They had no Bible worth 2 cents except what the Douay Rheims and the Vatican had, which are all corrupted anyway. That's a fact. Family, I don't believe in holding anything back. Why should you? Why hold things back? Why? What's the fear? Death? Oh. If you know you have eternal life, why fear death? You fear death, you fear life. Why go through life all afraid? I don't see the sense in it. I refuse. Family, this conspiracy that we're involved in, I'm going to talk about today, but it's based today, I'm going to close up, or end, or, well, just for this segment of veteran suicides, part 4 today. Solutions. Understanding. I've talked about the past 3 days or so, actually all toward the end of last week, on breaking down why the suicides are happening. And those Paul Wyckoff, or whatever his name is, up in D.C., this member of the Council of Foreign Relations, all they're doing is lying. All they're doing is trying to hold us back from knowing the real reason, the real purpose of these suicides. You heard me correctly. The real purpose. I don't see how they do this, really. How they sleep at night. Knowing these suicides are being orchestrated, planned, and implemented to take down our military effectiveness, to allow for the Spetsnaz, the Russians, the Chinese, Belgium, other foreign services already here, allowed by our inner government of Luciferians, to come inside the government, already set up. It's such a laughingstock to hear that we're planning a nuclear strike of Russia and Russia Putin, and I'm talking about this nonsense on the radio and on TV, when our own government's allowed the Russians and the Chinese to come inside to buy property, to bring Spetsnaz into our underground military bases. It is almost an abomination. It's insulting. And the Joint Chief of Staff are nothing more than cowards with stars on their shoulders. Shame on you. You've taken a blood oath to Satan. And all the good deeds in the world won't count anything except your demise. Every mother's son of you in the Joint Chief of Staff will be judged harshly by God. Go to church all you want. Put as much money as you want in the pot. Do as many good deeds. Won't count one cent. Until you renounce that blood oath you took. And do the right thing. And start telling. Start whistleblowing. About why these suicides are happening. Why you, as the secret society members, are taking down your own country. Unbelievable. You sit and watch, you know, we just sit and watch this little facade about beginning World War III. And you got those Hagees and all these others saying, oh, Armageddon's coming. Misleading Mark Blitz and a whole lot of them. Four blood moons. You got to be kidding me. That book is worthless. You get more out of Mother Goose Rhymes than you would that blood moon. Four blood moons is worthless book. Absolutely, there are no blood moons. There's only one, a sixth seal. We're not even in the first seal yet. Nope, I'm not politically correct, nor do I intend on being. Now, if you do your own research, you'll find out what I'm telling you is the truth. I just don't see how these people sleep at night, or they're totally boondoggles for researchers and fooling tens of thousands of people. How they get in front of these people and preach like they do in stadiums that rivals Michael Jackson concerts back in the day. And all those people just sit there, just nod their head up and down as if they're telling the truth and hearing the truth. And they're not at all. They mix it with some truth, like taking castor oil with honey. Or apple cider vinegar. Put a little honey in it. You can make it go down better. You still got apple cider vinegar in it. But people don't know the Bible. I see nothing wrong when you get a preacher, pastor, rabbi, priest, pope. I don't care who it is. Call them what you want. That starts preaching heresy of the Bible. I don't see what the problem is to get up and just walk out right then, right there. Respect for what? To blaspheme God's holy word, man, I'd get right up and I'd move right out. In a heartbeat. I wouldn't just sit there and take it. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Who are you to say that? Well, somebody can read English. Uh-huh. And they say, and the Bible doesn't reflect it, they're wrong. It's real simple. The Bible overrules mankind's knowledge and wisdom. The Bible is supernaturally given and inspired to men who are obedient to God. Not what you got today. And man, forget the colleges. They're done. They're cooked, fried, humanist. I got the evidence on that too. Every single cotton picking one of them. Majority of them are members of the Council of Foreign Relations or Tavistock. Behavioral think tank in England that's related to the Illuminati. I can list off for you the colleges too. Family, it's time to get serious about God. We protect and argue that, well, Gandhi was a great man. What's wrong with Jesus? Well, Mandela calls people. Who cares? Jesus. Well, the Pope is Pope what? Pope who? Adolfo Nicholas? The Black Pope? Pepe Orsini? The Illuminati Connection? Gray Pope? Or Francis? They're nothing but men with robes on. Who cares? They have no significance whatsoever. Zero. They will be judged by one more greater than them. His name is Jesus. He's the one. No human being. You see, all these, we fight for these men out there that majority of them are wrong anyway. And the good ones have been murdered. Satan is prince of this world. But God's vengeance is coming. He's holding back so more can be saved. That's why he's restraining himself. That's why the Holy Spirit is restraining evil, to allow man to repent. And when it's overridden, when it's man's pulled back far enough, here comes the flood. Here comes Sodom and Gomorrah. Here comes judgment. It's going to happen. And if you take Jesus as Savior, it really doesn't matter when it comes. That's a way off your back. This is not a religious program, by no stretch of imagination. This is a realistic program. This conspiracy is, in fact, a conspiracy of Satan in every area: education, philosophy, religion, science, harmony, beauty, and the arts, politics. Seven areas. It covers the entire spectrum of our lives on this earth. Everything is involved in this conspiracy. Promise you, you won't find one thing it's not. All the headlines keep you busy, distracted, mind control. We've talked about that before. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Let's get moving. Get with it today. Lord, today we come before you in prayer, Father, especially today. Lord, we thank you for, Father, your presence among us. Father, we call upon you to forgive us of our sins. Put us in the right direction, Lord. Convict us when we fall away. We have thoughts that guide a way to bring us back on track with your conviction, your love, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Through him we are saved. And Father, we need more knowledge. We need more people to speak up about the Word of God. More to bring light to the truth. We pray for our veterans. Father, we pray for our veterans that are being deceived. Lord, protect them with your Holy Spirit. Render null and void these effects of these drugs. Render null and void the effects of these microchips that's been planted in various places in their bodies. And Father, destroy the technology that's being implemented, being used against them. Father, to send the Holy Spirit to bring divine appointments to those, Lord, that are needing that special care, that nudge. Lord, we need that help today. We need that help from now on, Father. That your Holy Spirit will come down and touch us all and give us comfort with your presence. And Lord, we pray for those children that's been abducted, for these witchcraft sacrifices and rituals, to set up these fallen angels to come down, for to set up this demonic presence to carry through with their agenda, that, Father, you shut them down with your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, that's why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood over Jesus, over ourselves, over myself, our families, and everything that belongs to us. And we ask you for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven and surround us, protect us, Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, to break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And to break the power of all curses, hexes, the vexes, spells and charms and fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction, sickness and pain and the torment they cause, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up and everything else being sent my way, our way, of those praying in their direction, and their family members' way. Father, protect them and return it and send demons to the senders and right now back to them and sevenfold. And Father, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, at their own snares and their traps and be set against themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you loose them from the mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they too may be set free. And Father, we pray on that belt of truth. And we thank you, Lord, for showing us the truth about yourself, about your plans and your ways to give us wisdom and discernment. We ask, Father, for the breastplate of righteousness to thank you for showing us the truth about ourselves, that on our own we could never be good enough to live in your presence. But thank you for taking our sins to the cross and offering us your perfect righteous life. Father, we pray that you put on us the sandals of peace. We thank you for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you. And show us how to help others find that same peace. And Father, we put on the shield of faith. And we thank you for helping us to have that faith in you. And we choose to count on everything you have shown about yourself and everything that you've promised us in your word. We pray on that helmet of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and all for eternity. And lastly, Lord, we put in our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God. And we thank you for the scriptures you've given us to memorize, to study, and to learn. And helps us to cut through these deceptions and gain victory in any battle we may face today. That's why we pray, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, this is what it's all about. All right, well, family, we all going to have challenges in our lives, and they're going to increase. You can count on that. But family, you're not going to solve anything unless you're told the truth, unless you understand what you're up against. You can't fight a war. I was in the military for 12 years. I was an infantry commander. I've been in all the areas of it, the recruiting part as an officer. I was Paris Island, retraining part as a company commander. I've been in the fleet. I've seen all areas. I've been in at least two conflict zones, in Saudi Arabia and Congo and Kosovo. I was there for 5 years. I lived out of the country for 10. So I'm not an armchair quarterback here. I know what I'm talking about. I've trained law enforcement. I've trained federal security, private security. All that. Family, when I've worked in the shadows of these Illuminati in Kosovo and Congo and in Saudi Arabia, almost 12 years there, I wasn't a part of it, although I was a part of it. I wasn't aware of what was going on around me. I just did my job of force protection, setting up security to protect people and all this and all that. But God's put me in places to where I was able to observe, now I can reflect back on how we're involved in all these conflicts. I've seen it up close and personal. Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote a treatise back in 1932-33 time frame that war is a racket. Now, what happens for us in the military, when we hear these conspiracy theories, we want to shut down. We don't want to listen to it because it means, what did I go over there and fight for? What did I really do? I mean, what about those in Arlington? What's the implications of knowing that these wars are pre-set up and the outcome is already determined? Did you hear what I just said? The outcome is already determined. It's nothing what the history books tells us, and that's a fact. But what they're doing is they're the ones showing us now what I'm telling you, because they want you to see how worthless the governments are in every country. Because their trick, and I'm going to take it a step further now, one step up, and what you're not being told, is replacement governments, replacement whoever it is no better than the ones they're replacing. Not a one of them. No Putin, excuse me, that was awkward. No Putin, none of them. No human being living today is benevolent in the leadership roles. Not even one. Not one. Because the enemy are the secret societies. Now, what's ironic, if we were going to say hypothetically, it'll never happen, but let's say hypothetically, we were somehow in some kind of control capacity, and we had, as outside the secret societies, the ability to take control and do all these arrests and all these things they're flapping their lips about they're going to do. We're going to arrest the Illuminati. We're going to arrest Queen Elizabeth. We're going to arrest Bush and Obama and all this stuff, and that's the biggest bunch of nonsense I've heard in my life. And if they do it, it's to placate the public. Well, let's say hypothetically we could really do that. The first thing you'd get rid of are all those that are Jesuits. You'd do a background search on all Jesuits, and you absolutely arrest their butt or exile them out of this country so fast, their little old heads would be spinning around like the Exorcist. They wouldn't have time to say bye to their families. They'd be out of here so quick. And then you find all those that are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. If they were not willing to renounce it, they're out of Congress. You take away their stars and take away their retirement and get them the dickens out of the government, out of the military, and put them out on the street. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen for real. Now, here's the real thing that's going to happen. Now, that was hypothetical. But here's the reality of what's going to happen. Is what's really going to happen is once the Great White Brotherhood, the leadership of this conspiracy I'm talking about, and this is documented, this is not hypothetical, this is a promise, it will happen, is that every Mason that knows too much, you will be executed by the Great White Brotherhood and their transhumanized mercenary military, and all Masons below them will die, quote, as if by some illness, and they'll never know the death sentence which had been pronounced, unquote. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and it's not a Jewish document. It's made up by the Jesuits. May the 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, Albert Pike. But the protocols, see, everybody thinks they're above it. They're not at all. The Luciferians will see that the secret societies will die. Because they don't need them anymore. They don't want them anymore. Once they've used them up, they've gotten rid of the non-secret society members. Then they'll get rid of the secret society members as well. Psalms 34:21. Actually, it's in the Bible as well. This is what's really going on. Now, our military has been targeted since 1950. I've explained this the past 3 or 4 days. Because after 1945, they knew the next benchmark to bring in the New World Order was going to be World War III. No one knows when that war is going to actually take place. Once it does, between Islam and political Zionism and countries on either side will fight until they're completely exhausted, and then the Holy Roman Empire will rise as the beast out of the water. We're not Great Babylon. Anybody that says otherwise, I wouldn't bother books for, I wouldn't even use it for toilet paper. And those that say we're Great Babylon, again, I would get up and just walk out and demand the repayment of the money I spent for the seminar. Because they have not done the research or they're deceptive. We're not Great Babylon. By no stretch of the imagination. We're not in the sixth seal. That's idiocy. Now, after 1945, they no longer needed the family structure to stay together. They no longer needed the United States to be the pit bull dog to collect debts, set up wars, as they caused us to do. Confirmed. Smedley D. Butler, 1932, War is a Racket. Many generals and admirals that went in and out, stayed the same thing. I'll let you ponder on the implications of Arlington. I'm not going to talk about that. This is the reality of this conspiracy, which I'm going to talk about today. And the target is our military. Because they have planned in four or five different situations to bring a dictatorship upon the Americans since 1933. In every case, until 1993, they're going to use U.S. military against American citizens. And they realized that was not going to work. Is that dumb or what? So they started bringing in Chinese, Russian. Some of them retired just waiting for the day when they could launch an attack against the United States. Well, from the inside. Because God has let it prolong. He's left a veil there to protect. While you pray, hoping that some will repent. It's not been time yet. Now, this is the purpose of the rash of homosexual marriages coming around. This is a rash of this marijuana drug being legalized. This is the beginnings of the child euthanasia movement up in Oregon to allow your children to commit euthanasia, protected by the International Rights of the Child, by the UN. See, they're not telling people about this. I'm telling you right now. So all these things are going on in the background. And as it increases and laws are changed against the Bible, God pulls away because of our choices, changing the laws to go against the Bible. He's going to pull away. That's how they're doing it. Is that not how Satan did in the Garden of Eden? He didn't go directly to Adam. He went directly to Eve. Did he not try to do that with Jesus? Jesus used scripture against him. That's what's going on today. They can't go against God, so he goes against God by going around using us. We have an opportunity to do the right thing when the laws reflect the Bible. But when you start changing the laws to go against the Bible, judgment will come upon that country. God will pull away, leaving a vacuum. Satan and the evil minions will take over. It's allowed by God because we pulled away from him. That's what's happening today. So, back to suicides. I'll talk about that in detail. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to end this segment about suicides today. But I'm going to talk about solutions today. But back, so I can tie up the loose ends here. The way to get to the United States to take it down is by taking out the military. Meaning you can't trust the military to shoot and fire on American citizens, you certainly can't have it against you. So they got to take it down. And 22 to 26 suicides per day is what they're orchestrating. And I've proven this the past 3 or 4 days and how they could do it. It's not about multiple tours over there. It's not about mortgages that's failing. It's not about marriages is breaking up. It's about using technology and psychotropic drugs. And as my study has shown and demonstrated, using technology to implant thoughts using microwave technology. Family, that's total evil. That's almost like murder. A very sophisticated form of murder. And it goes as high as the Council of Foreign Relations and the highest level of Joint Chief of Staff. Family, this is not about patriotism at all. Somewhere along the way, from captain to general, somewhere along that trail, maybe it was on a golf course, I don't know. Somewhere they were convinced that this conspiracy was more powerful than anything they've ever known. It's better to join us than to die with the goyim. And that's the decision they made. The numbers that are supporting this conspiracy is massive. Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Mason. Robert Schuller, the 33rd degree Mason. And you have Hagen and all these guys, Copeland. Joyce Myers is an Eastern Star. Palin, Brewer, Eastern Stars. Gloria, whatever her name is, from TBN. Benny Hinn, whatever. Eastern, Freemason. T.D. Jakes, Brazier, Dollar, Crouch. All these guys in this TBN crowd. Pat Robinson, 33rd degree Mason. LaHaye, member of the Council of National Policy, a right-wing group under the Council of Foreign Relations. Family, they're all connected. James Dobson, Chuck Missler, they're all part of the Council of National Policy. It's not time to stop playing and time to start doing something and praying against all this conspiracy. Praying for these souls, but family, you don't follow them. To pray for our vets that are committing suicide, 22 to 26 per day. Psychotropic drugs, I've proven this the past three parts of this segment I've been doing the past week. They've got to diminish our abilities to respond to an invasion that's already here. So I'm not going to go over what I've talked about the past three, 4 days and last week. I've got it up on my archives if you want to listen to the programs, if you're new listening here today. Okay, so now I'll remind you also, before I get moving here, that we have a Bible study tonight at 7:30 to 9. And tonight I want to talk about the millennium. I set it up last night. And tonight we're going to jump into about the millennium reign of Christ. Tonight's Bible study at 7:30. Well, when they this thing goes into even the article, the Dark Knight gunman, remember him? Evil therapist programmed. They were programmed him to commit mass slaughter in Aura Cinema. Then the one up in Norway. All these are orchestrated MKUltra programs, not individuals acting alone. In one article, says that this shooter up in Norway was a studious disciple. The Norwegian killer was studied at the Norwegian Manifesto. That the Norwegian claims to be part of an organization called the Knights Templar, you see, linked by modern conspiracy theorists to the Illuminati. They want you to know this. That's how they do it. Because they're getting ready to throw the secret societies under the bus. That's how they fix you up and set you up. I've explained about the technology already in the past 2 or 3 days with testimony about the close-range microwaves broadcasting a person's voice telepathically by using close-range microwaves. This is true. And they even use this technology for advertisement, believe it or not. But in suicides for our troops, it starts with the families when they get back. And to be able to discern the warning signs. When your loved one comes back from that war, they've had unbelievable number of vaccinations. They try to get them diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. If they're diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, Bush had a little surprise for him in 2006. The Veterans Disarmament Act states that a veteran cannot hold a weapon if they're diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. Then they activate some of their MK Ultra candidates to start killing. And then they say, oh, he's a veteran. So that means, oh, and you're associated with that particular incident. That's happened now the past couple of months. I just sometimes wish I could talk to more parents, more family members, wives, husbands that would understand about this conspiracy to take down our government through taking down our military, to allow foreign military to take over, to bring about the North American Union. NAFTA was the beginning of it. Bush, Clinton, NAFTA highway, all this stuff is all connected. But you know, suicide in normal cases can be prevented. Watching for the signs. It's exacerbated when you have the psychotropic drugs that I talked about yesterday and day before. And the voices in the skull, which they don't want to talk about, because they don't understand the technology that's been used against them. But you know, most people who are suicidal do give warnings. And one way to prevent the suicide of a loved one is by learning to recognize the signs of someone that might be at risk. You say, well, they're coming back from a combat zone, they're definitely at risk. But it's more than that. They're picking and choosing and targeting that military person coming back. You know, they get did you know that they have a life insurance policy on every military personnel that they don't tell you about? I've explained also that each American, every American, since 1933, when you were born until today, the day you're born, you're bonded with $1 million social insurance slavery bond. It goes back to 1933. It goes up into an account that's maintained in Switzerland. The day you're born, you're bonded for $1 million as a bonded slave. That started in 1933, effective 1929 to 1999. Thanks to FDR. And there were people able to draw off of that when they learned about it. 2006, 7, and 8. And they had to slow it down in 2010 to pay off the houses, cars, and so forth. Called accepted for value. I'm not going to read you the quote between Woodrow Wilson and Mandel House on how they set this fraud up. But I got a quote, and it comes right out of Woodrow Wilson's diary. Historians dug it up. It's there. And it's real. And it works. But they just didn't tell people about it. So they get the money when a military person dies. That's just military. They get a life insurance return on it, and they get his money put in that savory account. Isn't that something? Anyway, look it up. We were used as collateral in the national debt 1929. Before that, Washington, D.C. was collateral in the debt 1789. After that, 1859, collateral. for debt to make, to allow us to continue on with this colony we have called USA Incorporated, 1859 to 1929. And the Great Depression was already set up. So by this time, what's collateral? Every American citizen. The day you're born. Then later they assigned a number, serial number, called Social Security number. Uh-oh, you see if that works. And that $1 million had been collecting interest up in Switzerland. And it's in gold, not in fiat money. They got that worked out. The Luciferian agenda knows no bounds. But they lose. And there's nothing they can do about it. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. Nothing they can do to stop it. Anyway, warning signs of suicide. You have observable signs of serious depression. Now, depression can be induced by targeting the individual with 6.6 hertz of microwave technology, microwave impulses. I've already proven that the past 3 days. And they are doing that. So the depression can be induced by technological means, not counting the drugs inside the bodies. And then you do have raw post-traumatic stress from being told to kill people and they're innocent. Some of them were enemies. That's what we're trained to do, is kill the enemy, but not innocents. The commanders out there at the highest level knew this. That's why from Vietnam on, was making sure innocents were killed in addition to soldiers, terrorists or whatever. This was by design. Warning signs of suicide include observable signs of serious depression, unrelenting low moods, being pessimistic, hopeless, being desperate, a psychic pain or inner tension, being withdrawn, having sleep problems, and some of the psychotropic drugs causes this. And, well, I don't know, I probably got a mixed audience, but I'll have to tell you because it's the truth, that these psychotropic drugs, this microwave technology, the depression actually allows possession by supernatural means. That's another reason for it. If people don't believe in the supernatural, you're going to be lost. And I don't care if you're a four-star general. If you're an atheistic, agnostic, undecisive about who Jesus is, man, you don't have a clue what your world is about. Four stars or five or six stars or whatever. You don't have a clue. Because this is the rule, not the exception. The supernatural is the rule. Satan is real. Not believing in Satan doesn't mean make him go away. The supernatural is real. There's no such thing as aliens. That's a lie. This is also documented. The alien hoax goes back to 1897. It's supernatural, whiz-bang, smoke, mirrors, and technology where these UFOs come from. The demons are real. You have increased alcohol or other drug use. You have impulsiveness or taking unnecessary risks that could be life-threatening or physical damaging. Threatening suicide or expressing a strong wish to die. That's a pretty much of a slam dunk. And when they're starting to make the plan, if it's not spontaneous, they start giving away their prized possession to the younger brother or older brother or family member. Or they have a sudden impulsive purchase of a firearm. Or they may have poisons or medications. Sometimes you see that hopelessness in the eyes. Or if they have unexpected rage or anger, which can also be caused by the psychotropic drugs. And this rage or anger, family, is supernaturally fed as well. It's like a fuel. It's like coal burning. And you start fanning the flames, it gets bigger. Supernaturally, it allows possession. Your AA and all these New Age type cult groups don't solve a thing. It placates, if anything. The AA program comes from a New Age concept. They talk about a higher power. Man, they're not talking about God at all. This is New Age nonsense. Very seldom works. It's to placate. You know, these emotional cries usually precede a suicide or recognizable and treatable to look for these signs. Sometimes suicides occur even in the hospitals. They miss it. A serious depression can also be manifested in obvious sadness, and it's expressed as a loss of pleasure, withdrawal from activities of some sort. That at once they had a hobby, they no longer care about it. That's a sure sign right there. Well, you can help prevent these suicides through recognizing some of the signs and not overlooking them. Treatment of depression and other psychiatric illnesses, but prayer of the Spirit is one certain way of doing it. But you got to have that faith. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So a true painless method of suicide, easiest and simplest painless suicide method. You say, you may ask, are you looking for a painless method to end your life, possibly painless death? A quick way to commit suicide and clean way to die? Well, the method like slitting wrists and cutting throats and poisons and suffocating yourself and jumping off a cliff or a tall building with a single jump, these are not painless methods of suicide or painless death. Not even inhaling carbon monoxide. And why is this? Because the real pain comes after death. Heading to hell. Now there's a discussion and a thought that what if they're under the influence of drugs, the microwave technology? Well, I guess that's a debatable issue. I plan on getting into that shortly. If I get to it today, we got a lot to talk to you about today. The Bible teaches that all non-believers are destined for hell. What the Bible teaches. A lot of preachers don't teach what the Bible teaches, by the way. And they also use different Bibles. Sometimes I don't say that enough. It's very important to use the right Bible. When you're missing verses that are significant in spiritual warfare, missing verses that take out the name of Jesus in them, which is what a lot of them do, and spiritual warfare passages removed, that's a problem. It's done not for easier to read, but it's done for reasons to conceal the truth. In most all the Bibles, except for the King James. Very important. You'll have a lot of these so-called truth tellers on an international level that says, oh, the King James Bible is a good version. I like it myself. But you really got to learn Hebrew. Well, that's a lie. They'll say, well, the King James has beautiful language and all this, but you really got to go and read the actual manuscripts. Or I got to use two Bibles because I don't like the these and thous. Oh, baloney. Most people misunderstand that once a person dies, that's the end of the life. No, it's not. It's not true. All non-believers will be resurrected in the last days, Daniel 12, verse 2, Acts 24, verse 15, and John 5, verse 28 and 29. And they're punished by burning in hell eternally. In some, there is a difference of punishment, but being separated from God is absolutely horrific. Matthew 25, 46. You know that a true believer does not commit suicide, for humans were actually made in God's image. Thus, God disapproves suicide, so why would you commit suicide? They may believe they're saved, but they're not. It's God's will for everyone to be saved, and none should perish. A true painless death. Would it be nice to put your life behind you, start all over again? Would it be nice to start with a clean slate? When you put your faith in God and accept Christ as your Savior, Acts 4:12, you become a new person. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and Romans 6, verse 4 to 5. So all your sins and transgressions, which are important for God to be taken away, they are forgiven when you accept Jesus as your Savior. This is the solution for the suicides. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. So, how do you become born again? And the Bible teaches, if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whosoever believes on him will not be put to shame. But just saying the words don't get it. You got to have true faith. And that faith is going to be tested. You're going to be called to test. What did Peter say? He denied Jesus three times. Cock crowed. Jesus told him he'd do that. To a non-Christian, it may seem that Christianity, which is nothing more than a religion, Jesus is not about religion. It's about salvation, redemption, not religion of any kind. Four walls or a pope, priest, rabbi, or preacher, or denomination. He's about salvation in the rawest form. To a non-Christian, it may seem that Christianity is condemning them by saying that the only way to be saved is to embrace Jesus Christ. However, before you come to this conclusion, realize that Christ had done for you already. He died for our sins, where we should have died. We just can't come back to life. He died for our sins as well as all of us through a torturous death that we can't be saved. Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship with God. Being a Christian is the relationship with God. Christianity is a religion. Here's the difference. It's totally infiltrated the churches. Christianity has got so many flavors, it's hard to tell which is which. And they all go against the Bible. So, these suicides, I think it's massive to know that these are orchestrated. That's just mind-boggling. A lot of people can't take it. They say, "Oh, that's crazy. You want to see the evidence?" "No, I don't need to see the evidence." Okay. You say, "Well, if we knew what to do about it, it's about praying against it. Witnessing, telling the truth about it. And seeking real solutions in that regard. It's spiritual warfare. Now, we're talking, let's see, now first of all, let's see here, we got, I want to talk about, I think I said yesterday, I want to talk a little bit. I'm going to go back to the suicide issue, but right now, I want to hit a few points, give your minds a rest. It's in my own way a rest. It's important, though, before I move on to something else, that I'm going to go back to suicides in a minute, but is that these suicides, family, understand this. They are being orchestrated. And you're returning veterans, and when you talk to them, whether you're an employer, a wife, husband, whatever, mother, father, they're not going to talk to you about this voice-to-skull technology. They're not going to talk about the crazy things they saw over there that are being done before them against the Iraqis and Afghans and some innocent and so forth, and even our own troops as practice for what they're going to do worldwide. And what they've did over there was against their training philosophy by design. In 1935, Joseph Stalin, murderer that he was, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth, second cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Adolf Hitler, that Stalin? Yes, the same one. You know, you saw that picture of Stalin, FDR, and on the far left, if I have my head right, Churchill. Stalin, FDR, and Churchill, going from right to left in this famous picture, all three of them sitting down. You know, they're all cousins. They're all in the same family bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. That's right. Isn't that a hoot? Like having a little family reunion right before your eyes. Did you know that they're all family? Now, I'm not going to sing the song. I can't sing anyway. Sister Sledge? No. They're all family. Attend the same class, a family reunion that you and I can't attend. You know, in 1935, Joseph Stalin said, quote, "If we can enslave just one generation in any country, that country will fall to Soviet communism." This was to be accomplished through the immorality, music, and drugs. The Illuminati had been working behind the scenes to ensnare our youth, weaken our moral fiber with pornography, encouraging the use of alcohol and drugs, seeking the destruction of the family unit, quote, and this is a blueprint which was prepared by Tavistock Institute for Human Relations, established by the Royal Institute of International Affairs at Sussex University in England. This is under direction of Professor Willis Harmon. Stanford Research continued to work, which later was to become the Aquarian Conspiracy. Did you get that? That's what's going on today, the reality. These are the ones fomenting, facilitating these suicides. Because they know they cannot take us straight up. But now they've divided us up with the same sex, bringing women to frontline units, homosexuals in the military, Wicca coming in, all kinds of different ways. They know it will weaken the U.S. government, weaken the U.S. military. That's what it's all about. Now, people can run from what I'm saying, but you're not going to prove otherwise. Ain't going to happen. This is hard to hear, hard to deal with, but it's the truth. And I'm hoping some of the big guys hear it so they'll realize, well, you know, we all stop doing this and start doing the right thing. Well, they're under a blood oath to God to lie. So they got between a rock and a hard place. They can get out of it. They renounce the blood oath because God overrides it anyway. Tavistock includes IPS, MIT, National Training Laboratories, Heritage Foundation, Wharton School of Economics and the University of Pennsylvania, Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute. RAND Corporation, which is linked to the CIA and MK Ultra. And MK Ultra at the University of Rochester and over 100 other universities in America. RAND Corporation, named after Ayn Rand. Club of Rome, the Depopulation Committee. Then the Association for Human Psychology in 1957. Then you got Kissinger. Yeah, old Kissinger there. He's a card-carrying member and leader in the Star Group. In the Star Group, Five Points Pentagram, the Star Group worldwide controls insurance protocols, banking, real estate, high-tech, which is cybernetics, HARP, communications, etc., and entertainment. Entertainment is a big part of it. Further brainwashing. It's called Hollywood. And TV, that's part of what's called the Star Group. A lot of people don't know that. Stanford Research Institute, SRI, Harvard Psychiatric Clinic, Social Psychiatry, Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies, and Institute for Social Research, ISR. All that's part of Tavistock. Tavistock is underneath the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Illuminati in England, sister to the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, you got all that. See how deep this goes? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. HARP does control the weather. Your fundamental Christians, Baptists, all these others, say that God's the only one who controls the weather. They don't believe in HARP. Well, HARP is real. It causes earthquakes, famine, drought, tsunamis, mind control. It's got like 26 or so missions at HARP. You've got many stations around the world of HARP. HARP is like an antenna farm. And it sends an ionosphere, a particle, a beam, to the ionosphere of electromagnetic energy. It has different functions. It's Satan's way to try to synthesize what God's power is, what it boils down to. Well, they're trying to fake the weather or the hailstones and all this other sort of thing for the tribulation period. June the 4th, published June the 4th, I think it happened June the 3rd. Worst hailstorms in 170 years and to hit Britain this past weekend. They're going to try to build this as end times hailstones. Some of your theologians are going to jump on it with their YouTube ranting and a raving. What they don't realize is when the actual hailstones with fire do come down from heaven, it's going to be every square inch of this earth. It won't be someone on tribulation watch. You know what that is? It's someone that's watching all the YouTubes, and he sees an event, some planet, some lake turning red or some hailstones. He's going to call everybody in the world and let them know where the tribulations are happening. Oh, man. People buy off on this nonsense. Some of these preachers out there, we got a red lake in Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Michigan or something. There, God's coming down. No, he's not. That's what they're trying to do, is fake the tribulations. In the VA Medical Center, they pull a curtain to hide Jesus on the cross and altar and other sinners. And you know, I've talked about the destruction of the family, right? Well, Pope Francis comes right on out and says, Satan wants to destroy the family. Ah, there you go. So Pope Francis is getting in on it. You know, how much more clear can I get? I've talked about exactly how Satan is destroying the family. And here the Pope just comes right out and just tells us they're trying to destroy the family. I mean, goodness gracious alive. They've been doing this now since 1950. Now, you better be sitting down on this one. This is getting weird. Scientists made a genetic copy of DNA of Van Gogh's ear. Are these people sick or what? Van Gogh, G-O-H-G-H, that painter. They took DNA from this man and they made an ear for somebody else. Can you imagine the auctioneer? Van Gogh here, give me five, give me 25, give me $5 million. Here we go. Hey, you sold. You got a ear. You ain't going to get put on there, glue. You going to use wood glue or have some surgeon put it on for another $100,000? This is weird. This is not from a tabloid. What they're going to do with it, visitors to a museum in Britain, at Berlin, excuse me, of course, can see a genetic copy of Vincent van Gogh's ear. Oh, my gosh. The New York Post reports that German scientists, of course, were able to grow an ear using the Dutch artist's own DNA. Dutch. It wasn't German. Dutch, yeah. Whoa. He was famously said to have cut off his own ear in 1988. In 1888, what the newspaper described as a psychotic episode. I wonder about that. They said they were able to get living cells to perform the experiment by gathering them from the great-great-grandson of Vincent Brothers Theo, named Louis van Gogh. He had 1/116th of the same genes and the rare chromosomes that's passed down the male lineage. This is getting weird, family. Can you imagine what they can do with this, really? They cloned a pharaoh in 1985. Sure did. But the implications on that one. Now, we're going to spend, how much longer do you think they're going to be? Another couple of weeks on this guy that was traded off for the five Taliban? They'll burn Dahl. They're going to find all kinds of hidden, maybe he was a Sandy Hook, I don't know. And they're going to come up with all kinds of stuff with this to keep us busy. And it's going to work. For a while. If it's not Assange, it's Manning. It's not Manning, it's Snowjob, Snowden. If it's not Snowden, it's going to be this Bergdahl here. Who's next? Santa Claus. Elmer Fudd catches Bugs Bunny. I don't know. You know, it's all just nonsense to keep us busy and tied up and distracted. Family, it's time to stand up on our own. Suicide, you find in the Bible. 1 Samuel 31:4, 31:5, 1 Chronicles 10:4, 10:5. And when the Marines get back, Army gets back, when they get back here, they are just beat up. Seeking help, low self-esteem, angry at themselves, angry at God, angry at their leaders. What you got to do is pray for them. Suicide's a horrible personal tragedy. It's heartbreaking for a lot of people. It comes from inside. They've learned to tap on the inside using technology. And what's even secondarily tragic is when they try to commit suicide and don't, and they still live. They got to live with what's happened. The implications on that one. Do a study of whether or not suicide is a sin. That's what people worry about, some people. Whether or not suicide is actually a sin. Then you go back to 2010, April 22nd. It's like 18 veterans commit suicide. They've been doing this since 2008 to trying to find ways to stop it. So it goes from 18 suicides per day in 2010. 2014 is 2026. Something's not working. Could it be that the leaders of these contact groups and think tanks are part of the members of Illuminati? Think that might be the reason? That's the exact reason. They don't have help at all. That's where Jesus comes in. If you have any questions about the suicide, get in touch with me, and or if you have some stories about it, I can relate those on my air if you want me to. Oh, by the way, I do want to remind you that we are played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, he has put up three towers, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And he plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. Now, this news that we got going on, Bergdahl, the Agenda 21, all this stuff. We got World War III brewing. It's not World War III at all with Russia and all this stuff. Yeah, it's not at all World War III. But they're going to play it up as such. All this is being orchestrated and pre-planned. Don't that sound crazy? What's even crazier? It's true, though. It's all connected. How is this? You see, there is a worldwide conspiracy that's orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals. And that includes many of the very wealthy, politically powerful, and the corporate elite of the world. Also includes members of so-called black nobility, kings and queens of every country. The Merovingian of the black nobility of Europe and their goal, the one goal of all of them, is to create a one-world government. And they strip it of nationalistic and regional boundaries that's obedient to the agenda. And so their intention fully is to effect complete control over every human being on the planet and dramatically reduce the number of the world's population. That's where the world war comes in. They already have their genetics set up of mixing all the races together in one being, and they're keeping it out west. They're going to decimate the south. It don't sound good. And if God allows it to happen anytime soon, oh, we in it. Get right with God. But how do they do this? They manifest this agenda through a very skillful manipulation of human emotions, whether it's fear or anguish or whatever. They repeatedly utilize the contriving the New World Order research, and is characterized as problem, reaction, and solution. And the reaction is simply more now than another problem or thesis for the next move. They plan generations ahead. This is what's really going on. So these strategists create the problem by funding, assembling, and bringing together, training the opposition. And they establish political power that they wish to implement upon the population and create a conflict. They always have another Hitler. Whether it's Saddam Hussein, who's a Freemason, Milosevic, he was a Freemason. Gaddafi, I believe he was also. I don't know about him exactly. I know Saddam Hussein was a Freemason. Milosevic was a Freemason. So paradoxically, the same New World Order strategists are also involved in arming and advising the leader of the established power. And I've demonstrated that with MPRI. It was working both the Albanian terrorist side and Macedonian forces when they were fighting in one evening. You had groups of MPRI, which are American advisors, on both sides of the conflict. I was there. 17 of them was with Albanian terrorists and a certain number of the Macedonian forces. And they had to move the MPRI guys with the terrorists out of there before the forces converged. Been a little embarrassing, wouldn't it? So the way they do it is a conflict is drawn to the world stage by some major media outlet or instant. Have a barrage of photos and video tape records, reports, horrific desire of action, murdering of children or whatever, babies in incubators or something or another. In this case, it would be horrific blood and atrocities and sufferings in civilians, and the cry would go up, something has to be done. That's the desired reaction. So New World Order puppeteers, the Vatican Illuminati, would provide the solution by sending the UN peacekeepers, Bosnia, or UN coalition forces, to go for NATO bombers, very soon ground troops, which is what we did. Now, they feel they got in hand to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military with the same-sex marriages, the homosexuals coming out in the public, Guns Disarmament Act, post-traumatic stress inducement. Oh, I'm just going on and on. All these are initiatives in one agenda. Don't that sound crazy? It's actually true. You know that most of the major wars, political upheavals, economic depressions, or recessions, doesn't matter, and all those in the 20th century were carefully planned and instigated by the machinations of all these elites. And the list includes exactly World War I, where the Rockefellers made $200 million off of World War I, by the way. World War II, the Great Depression, the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, the rise of Nazi Germany, which was never monitored by design. They know why. The Vietnam War, the 1991 Gulf War, and the war in Kosovo. So the instigation of a trumped-up war as a cover for massing fortunes can be dated back to the 12th century. And there, only a core group of 9 members of a secret society armed to the elite called the Knights Templar. And they kicked off the Crusades. You know why? Because the Crusades now lasted for over half a century. Crusades, Knights Templar, was formed to stop the Islamic expansion, which was created by the Vatican in the first place. That's the truth. Islam didn't exist before the Vatican created it. Vatican created Protestantism as well. Order out of chaos. Now you see. The King of France was a little leery about the Knights Templar. They thought he might take his job, so he set out to arrest them all. But this wasn't before. It gave them plenty of time to escape. They eventually resurfaced in Portugal and Malta as the Knights of Malta. You see how it works? And Scotland as the Scottish Rites of Freemasonry. So these leaders, these individuals, are aligned with very dark and spiritual forces and malevolent aliens. They're not aliens. These are fallen angels or demons. They're going to bill them off as silly nonsense like aliens. But the organizational and political elements of the New World Order include the following. Majesty 12, the Illuminati, Order of the Quest, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Executive Committee of the Council of Foreign Relations, the P-140 Committee, got the J Club, Jason Club, Club of Rome, the Group, Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Open Friendly Society, Secret Society, the Rosicrucians, there you go, Brotherhood of the Dragon or Snake, the Russell Trust, and the Black Families of Europe, meaning satanic, Skull and Bones, the Scroll and Key, and the Knights of Malta, which is the Illuminati arm of the Freemasons. A lot of other groups are involved as well. Those are the core groups, the main ones. What really kind of grabs me a little bit, you had a New Yorker recently, a couple of days ago, arrested after plotting to kill troops. And here we got tens of thousands are dying from the government, ordered by the Vatican, of induced suicides. And you're either going to arrest somebody for just threatening to kill troops. Oh, I agree with arresting them. But see the hypocrisy? And when you know this is going on and you read these articles, like, what, you know, what in the world? It'd be on another planet. All right. So, they want to control the world. This is the bottom line. The New World Order is a familiar phrase with an unclear meaning to it. Some of the vast majority of people on this globe, they are told nowadays, they're aware of it. And nunc septas. Novus Ordo Seclutum. Now, those experienced, you already know that these Latin words appear on the $1 bill. This is around the pyramid. So the translation is announcing a new world order. It's what the dollar bill says. It's not a coincidence by no stretch of imagination. It's the international bankers? Yeah. But the real bankers are the Knights Templar. Not the Jews. The Jews are play bankers. You know, for years, key CFR members have been talking about this new world order, a global society a world government, a world community. In 1968, Nelson Rockefeller called the creation of the New World Order, New York Times, July 16th, 1968. So, in 1973, the Humanist Manifesto, 1973, said, and I quote, "We deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and move toward the building of a world community, a system of world law and world order based upon transnational federal governments." As the Humanist Manifesto 2, 1973. And they had an interesting little strategy, too, that appeared in a CFR magazine called Foreign Affairs. So in 1974, in short, the House of World Order will have to build from the bottom up rather than from the top down. And then run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. That will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned assault. Now, Henry Kissinger said, and I quote, "I believe that exists an extraordinary effort or opportunity to achieve for the first time a truly global society carried by the principles of interdependence." Henry Kissinger, 1976. And Jimmy Bob Carter, was issued a demand from aspiring news presidential candidate Carter. He said, and I quote, "We must replace balance of power politics with world order politics." And even President George Bush said, and I quote, 1991, "What is at stake is more than one small country, it's Kuwait, it is a big idea, a new world order." That's where devised nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and prosperity, there you go, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggles and worthy of our children's futures. Unquote. These people, globalists I've talked about and mentioned it, named them actually too, several off shows. These are self-appointed social engineers, and they've come up with a five-step program designed to change the world. Now, this is not a joke. I'm not going to give you, you know, some kind of funny dissertation. This actually is true. I briefly went over it yesterday, I think, toward the last few minutes of the broadcast, but I'm going over it again. Now, this five-step program is summarized to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Dismantle the family. Take it apart. It's about the 34th time I've read that today. Destroy your culture, you destroy the family first. Dismantle the patriotism and individual liberty so people won't be fighting each other. Isn't that good? No. about faith in Christ. What it boils down to. But they must dismantle the family, dismantle patriotism, individual liberty. Now, I read you all the article or the quote by Dr. Horace Mann in multiple articles about educators. However, college university is a school of Marxism and socialism. I got it documented. Discard the Constitution and Republic, which is established. That was accomplished in 1938. Destroy the American free enterprise system and direct our nation toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into global government for which it is established. Now, talking specifically about how they're going to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Well, you see, when America was operating under the principles of biblical Christianity at the time, still as later was seeing churches, it rose to the highest point of any civilization on earth. Of course, we find out today we're guided by the fallen angels. But the laws reflected, the Bible reflected the laws of God until recently. Only as the United States abandoned these roots did it begin to fall from its place of economic and moral leadership. In the old time, the essence of biblical Christianity, its ideas, or the very fabric of the U.S. Constitution, they've changed it all now. It used to place ultimate value on life and liberty. Individuals are important. And everyone, they have inalienable rights that come from our Creator. So the traditional family, established by monogamous heterosexual partners, parents, who lovingly pass on these truths to their offspring, that's what No School or No Child Left Behind is all about, to thwart that. So, is the vital building block of a moral civilization these traditional American and Christian values that pose the biggest threat to those who would unite the world under their leadership. But like I said, the Christian values goes along with a church, which is four walls or some denomination, and you're not going to get the full truth out of it anyway. Just because they say I'm a Christian, have a Bible, and carry a knife, doesn't mean anything. Now, quote, religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. John Dewey. So, this is part of demolishing the very foundations of biblical morality. So top of the list is about Iraq. Second, Jocelyn Elders goes way back to the 1990s. We need to break out of the true people that sex is good and sex is wonderful. It's a normal part of and healthy part of our being, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual. See, we try to modernize the thinking, try to outthink God on this. It's not going to work. She also said, quote, "Give me the chance of trying to educate a 3-year-old about sex or trying to educate an 18-year-old, I'll take the 3-year-old every time." You know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she pops up again, and she based a report in the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and proves court opinions, because she was a Supreme Court justice back then. She stated that the federal government should lower the age of sexual consent to 12. Can you imagine? In Oregon, they're planning a euthanasia act that those under 18 can kill themselves. And the Child Euthanasia Act says you can't do anything about it. You go to jail. I think I'd be focusing on Oregon if I were you. Prostitution is a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, again. That woman gets around. So, Christine Gibby, Clinton's appointee as AIDS czar, says America has a sex problem. America needs to view human sexuality as unpleasant, important, and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be represented, repressed. A Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens. Leaves people abandoned with no place to go. And this person says, quote, "I can help just a little bit in any job as an AIDS czar. Standing on the White House lawn talking about sex will be a lightning bolt strikes on my head." Another self-proclaimed lesbian in the Clinton administration, you heard me right, suggested that part of the problem rests with the groups like the Boy Scouts of America. Roberta Auchenberg. So, quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization that perhaps character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing children, male children? So, do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. You know Suzanne Fields? She's a syndicated writer back in the day, back in the 1990s, for LA Times. She wrote an op-ed protest, what she called "In Your Face, Homosexuality," in June 1993. What you're going to see is the idea of women taking leadership roles. It's going to increase quite exponentially. You're going to see more of that coming up. Now, whether they actually put Hillary on the pedestal with Wesley Clark as vice president, I don't know. But they're waiting for some kind of crisis to come about. You know, Christine Gibby, Roberta Auchenberg, on the other side. Susanna Fields was a syndicated writer for the LA Times, in your face? She said, and I quote, in June of 1993, "What do you think about two women riding a convertible with the top down, kissing each other passionately on the mouth, and while a seven-year-old son of one of them sits in the back seat, watching in bewilderment? What do you think affirmative action to the, whoops, what do you think when you see the car carries a banner celebrating human or family values? How do you feel that one of these women was confirmed by the Senate as Assistant Secretary to the Department of Housing and Urban Development?" And you know, later, she actually reports that the kissers are from a 1992 video of the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade. This is June, Gay Pride Month, by the way. And this parade back then, it portrayed a white-haired god in anal intercourse with Uncle Sam. The sign reads, "One Nation Under God." These people are soulless. Our society has been moved from taking pride of moral righteousness to a disdain for anyone who espouses virtue. And you know, in 40 years, did you know that homosexuals have moved from rhetoric calling to blend into society, to become part of the power structure, to uncompromising visibility and in-your-face public sexuality? Enough skipping a beat. So, step two. And there's others about taking down the Ten Commandments and pretty much NAACP, ACLU, ADL, all these come up with hypothetical problems that they say make a deal with the owners to put it through. They got to get these things on record to brainwash the public. So the first one was what? Was demolish the foundations of biblical morality. That's pretty encompassing. Step two was dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Now here's where Brock Chisholm comes in, and per context. To dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty, because you'd be demoralized, right? Well, they're counting on it. Brock Chisholm, who was director of the United Nations World Health Organization back in 1946, he is quoted as saying, begin quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men through individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas." And they're way ahead of this game. He was also the one helped set up in 1890s, late 90s, 1890s, the vehicle for the wait a minute. For the extraterrestrial menace and so forth. New World Order. You know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in the effort to dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, 1993. Based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Her previous court opinions stated that the following, that the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. And that was to get the children out of the home. Change the homestead law to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as to a husband and wife who do live together. They want to split the families and marriages. It worked. This is 1978. Three was to draft women in the military. Assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles so we would be okay with sending women to frontline units or combat units. And number four in her report was to eliminate traditional family structure and concept that the husband is a breadwinner and wife is a homemaker, and then integrate all male and all female organizations in one. That's where that came from. To dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. This is what's really going on in the background. Sometimes it makes you tired, don't it? But also know that they lost on the cross of Calvary. That's the most important thing to know. So you get caught up in all this stuff. Are we going to go through tribulations? The entire tribulations? No. No. Pre-trib rapture? I ain't going to talk about that now. I'm going to talk about it tonight, maybe, but mainly the millennium tonight. And what's in the millennium? And everything I'm talking about now has everything to do with the suicides. They don't want any resistance, or if they do have resistance, to have it minimized of our troops. So therefore, they are causing them to commit suicide. To use that suicide to their advantage by causing them to kill people with it, thereby affecting gun control measures. That's called a dialectic. Now, the Panetta actually lifted the ban of sending women to frontline units, the military, in June of last year. It was to eliminate feminine roles. Now, number four, to eliminate traditional family concepts. The husband is a breadwinner. The wife is a homemaker. And the idea was to integrate all male and all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and so forth. And that was to eliminate traditional male roles. Because isn't the Boy Scouts supposed to be traditionally male? Yeah, now it won't be. Can you imagine having a transgender bathroom? Well, that's going to be a hoot. And when they come up with International Rights of the Child, signed by the America finally, hopefully not, now turn the rights of the children over to the UN, and you won't be able to stop them doing anything. We have people going against that? Kind of doubt it. What they should be doing, though. You know, there's even a larger threat I just mentioned. It keeps coming up in my research. That within the walls of the United Nations, on November 20th, 1989, the UN General Assembly approved and passed the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. So a 20th nation ratified it. On September 2nd, 1990. So it's now in force. The United States didn't sign the convention. And Hillary Clinton got a lot of pressure, or gave a lot of pressure from her to get him to sign it. That's what I pray against when I pray about the veterans. You know, this treaty gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. Family, that's a problem, a big problem. It undermines the authority of the parents to raise their children and replace it with a panel of UN experts and gives children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. Did y'all get that? That's in the health care bill. Now, should that treaty be ratified by our Senate, the rights of the parent will be transferred to the federal government, and they'll establish a new bureaucracy to investigate, prosecute, and if you violate your children's rights as defined by the convention. So your only remaining right will be able to support the new bureaucracies with increased taxation. Now, I have talked about this before in the past, about the, I think I should conclude that here, because we're getting right toward the end of the program. And when I come back tomorrow, I'm going to continue on talking about dismantling the family, patriotism, individual liberty. The other part was demolishing the foundations of biblical morality, number one. And number two, dismantling the family and patriotism, individual liberty. And those court opinions, and you can get a copy of that, I think, if you look for a PDF in it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1978. And we got up to the articles of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which people need to know on how they're going to control and keep your children away from you. And they can elect to commit suicide. You understand this? Do people have any clue? You know, they're working on it in Europe. In Oregon. In Europe and Belgium, they've already passed it. All they got to do is get several states to have it put forth. And when you try to stop your child from committing suicide or seeing certain people or not going to certain places, you can't do that. You go to jail. That's being set up now. Oregon is the first. And the Child Euthanasia Act, so the child can elect to kill themselves. And you can't do anything about it. That's why I think people need to get in touch with that International Rights of the Child, and when you see it coming through, man, you fire up for effect on it. That's what this is all about. But eventually, all this is going to pass through, and we be in it. The real tribulations. Well, family, we come to the end of the program. Tomorrow we're going to continue. I'm going to tell what kind of news is going to come out tonight, tomorrow. Every day is something different. And there's a little agenda here. So, tonight broadcast 7:30 Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And reminds you that we're also played up at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, and KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network out in Colorado, Internet. John Kirkler, he covers three states, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. He has sponsors. So uses, talk about him up there. Check out his page. I think he has a list of sponsors. It's all up to y'all. He plays our recordings and records and plays on his network, our broadcast and Bible studies. And that I'm appreciative of. That's about it. All I want to do is get the word out. Any suggestions, family? I'm all here to listen or add to what I've talked about today and this past several days. But these suicides, this is the most massive thing I can tell you. I mean, they pretend like it's the individual's fault not being able to cope for various different reasons. No, it's being orchestrated by design. But they lose. Jesus Christ is coming back. That's the main thing to know. So family, you have a great evening. And we'll see y'all tonight, 7:30 to 9. We're going to talk about the millennium reign, the 1,000-year millennium. Some other things we'll talk about. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6. Y'all have a good evening. God bless. This is the Watchman signing off.